new.
Have a burning question? Check out Belleville Fire Department's Facebook page. As of this morning, the Belleville Fire Department made the leap into social media. Raymond Chapeau, Director of Fire and Emergency Services, believes they are reaching out to a new audience.
Well, the fire department is hoping to use this medium as a means to reach out to different generations within the community and reach the younger generation, as most of the young generation are very mobile.
The page will be used to offer a different way to inform the community. Students studying early childhood education at Loyalist College will benefit from a $100,000 donation to the college. The donation will go into the college foundation's endowment fund and is eligible for matching funds from the province. College President Maureen Piercy says she was a bit overwhelmed when she learned about the donation.
We were very excited. This is a fabulous, generous donation to the college from the Quinte Early Childhood Education Resource Group.
Piercy says the money will be used to support students through scholarships and bursaries. Elections Canada has blocked a Conservative Party bid to annul ballots cast in an advance poll at the University of Guelph. The Tories complained about irregularities with the special ballot station and argued the poll wasn't sanctioned. Elections Canada agrees the special ballot was not pre-authorized before the election campaign, as it should have been, but says the votes are valid. NDP leader Jack Layton accuses the Tories of intimidation and harassment for trying to stop the ballots from being counted. But a Conservative statement says the party is glad the students were not disenfranchised and that the rules for special balloting have been clarified and reconfirmed. Helena Georges says she pleaded with Prime Minister Harper to help her with what he thought she had done wrong, but he refused. The former Tory cabinet minister says it was only through access to information requests that she was able to obtain an RCMP report that cleared her of serious criminal allegations. Georges is blaming Harper's office for a destructive campaign she says damaged her reputation and got her ousted from cabinet and caucus. She says even after she was cleared, the Prime Minister's office still made it seem as though she was guilty of something. Harper maintains he was unspecified political problems with Georges, and she's not welcome back into the party. Britain and France are calling for more war planes to attack ground targets in Libya. But Prime Minister Harper says an election campaign is not the time to be talking about bolstering Canada's military effort in Libya. He says a sitting parliament must be consulted about any changes in Canada's commitment to take part in the mission for 3 months. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Matt Kerr with sports.
The Picton Pirates season is over. The Pirates lost against the Alliston Hornets 8-1 at home and got swept in the Schmalz Cup semifinals. Alliston had 53 shots while Picton registered 43. The two top seeds in the NHL playoffs will be looking to hold serve tonight when they return to the ice for Game 2 of their respective first-round series. Washington beat the visiting New York Rangers 2-1 in overtime Wednesday night while Vancouver knocked off Chicago 2-0. Tampa Bay skates at Pittsburgh where the Penguins won the opener. Nashville will go for a 2-0 series lead tonight in Anaheim. The NBA tips off its postseason tomorrow with a four-game schedule. Things get going in Chicago, where the top-seeded Bulls face Memphis in Game 1 of their best-of-seven matchup. Philadelphia will visit Miami, Orlando welcomes Atlanta, and Portland is at Dallas. The Toronto Raptors miss the playoffs and will get a lottery pick in this spring's draft. Toronto manager John Farrell returns to Beantown tonight. The former Red Sox pitching coach has a 6-6 record as a Major League skipper. He'll send Brett Cecil to the mound against Boston's Clay Buchholz. Boston is in the Major League basement at 2-9. Also tonight in the AL, New York hosts Texas in a matchup of division leaders. Negotiators for the NFL and its locked-out players are getting back together today after meeting for 9 hours yesterday. It's part of a court-ordered mediation. The league and the players have yet decided how to divide some $9 billion U.S. in annual revenue and compensate players if the regular season expands to 18 games. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91X Weather.
Today, sunny and a cool high of 8. Tonight, clear with increasing cloudiness after midnight and a low of +3. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain in the morning and a high of 7. And on Sunday, periods of rain, some wind, and again a high of 7. It's 6 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Matt Kerr. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.